just perhaps some ideas, you know, just to focus on when dealing with this challenging situation, to remind ourselves, you know, on the one hand, we're human beings and we are allowed to and supposed to feel pain and emotions, etc., because Hashem made us that way. On the other hand, just to sometimes remind ourselves of the point of everything. What is the point of this world? Why do we exist? Ultimately, everything comes to an end. Everything. This whole world is very, very temporary for every single one of us. And we got to constantly remind us of what's it all about. And as the Mesillas Yesharim teaches us, it's all very, very briefly an overview. It's all about, A, Hashem created the world to give us His unlimited, unending goodness. B, that ultimately takes place in the next world. Not in this world, in the next world. C, we're in this world for the only reason that Hashem wants us to have an opportunity to earn our place for ourselves in the next world. Because when you earn something for yourself, it's a much greater pleasure than if it was just given to you as a free gift. That's the only reason we're in this world. Otherwise, Hashem would have just placed us in the next world. And finally, what is the main way that we achieve our eternity, that we achieve our ticket to eternity, that we gain our place, that we fulfill our mission in this world in order to gain our place in the next world? And as all the Sfarim teach, the summary of everything is one word. It's emunah, 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 emunah. That's all that it is. That's a summary of everything. So a real success story in this world is succeeding in emunah and all of its branches. Be it doing our best to learn Torah, be it doing our best to fulfill the mitzvahs as best as we can, be it doing our best to constantly have a relationship with Hashem, to reach out to Him, doing our best that when we have a problem, we call out to Hashem and ask Him for our help. Hashem, please, I'm currently going through this challenging situation. You know, please, can you make me better? Please, can you make the process go smoothly? Please, Hashem, help me with the way, you know, and doing that, the ultimate prize. Although we, of course, wish for sweet things, we wish, Bezrat Hashem, that we get better and that it goes smoothly, the whole process. But a much greater reward than that is just having the mindset and approach of emunah. Just being in the boat of reaching out to Hashem and talking to Hashem and doing that is ultimately the greatest reward of all. That's going to be because all the money in the world, all the health in the world, all the any reward in the world cannot come even slightly close, as all the Sfarim teach, to one moment of the pleasure Hashem will reward us with in the next world. And again, the main way to achieve that reward is by succeeding in our emunah in this world. And our focus, especially when one is going through a challenging situation, that is, as Rabbeinu Yonah writes, that is specifically the time now to try to capitalize on the opportunity to pounce on emunah. Because usually it's not, you know, when things are going smooth in life, it's not always so easy to need Hashem and to really, really be sincere. But when I really need Hashem, I'm stuck now. You know, as the Gemara says by the Imais, Hashem specifically gave the Imais the challenge in His son. They really wanted children. But He didn't say that, oh, you don't have children, so daven to me. That's not the way it works. It's the other way around. I really want a relationship with you, so I'm going to give you a challenge that is going to be really hard for you so that you can have the opportunity to reach out to me. And the same way, each of one of us, we go through the tremendous struggles that we go through. The whole purpose is not for the sake of just coming out the struggle. That is something, and we daven for that, and that is almost the methodology that Hashem uses in order to give us the opportunity to build a relationship with Him. But just to remember, as long as we are reaching out to Hashem, as long as we are incorporating Hashem in our lives, you are the greatest success story. You are the greatest success story fulfilling your mission in this world, much greater than any other success stories of the Western world, of the normal way people view the world. This is the real success story. This is the real purpose of our lives, to really succeed in emunah and bitachon and everything that it has to offer. And simply speaking, just the most basic expression of emunah, just talking to Hashem, anything that's on your heart, Hashem, I really want you to help me. I don't know how to come out of this. I don't know how to cope with the anxiety that this situation is triggering and everything else that comes to us in a natural way. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoche to just a refuah shleima to all everything that we need, and anyone, all of Am Yisrael, not just to daven for ourselves, but also to daven for all of Am Yisrael. So many people going through so many things, in so many way different ways, be it parnasa, be it shalom bayis, be it health, and so many other areas. We should just daven that all of Am Yisrael should receive everything that they need, and at the same time, We should really, really dive in for the real Geula, the ultimate Geula, that we should see really speedily in our days.